Nolte, woke Washington Post's editorial board becomes all-white after Jonathan Capehart resigns. By John Nolte on February 28, 2023. Now that Jonathan Capehart resigned in an apparent crybaby snit, the oh-so-woke Washington Post has an all-white editorial board. I've never known Capehart, pictured, right, with husband Nick Schmidt, not to be in a crybaby snit, but I threw the apparently in there because I'm a good journalist. I mean, who knows? Maybe when no one is watching him snivel on TV or reading his pro-fascist, intellectually vacant crybaby columns, he doesn't look like he's on the verge of dropping to the ground kicking and screaming. Dare to dream. Anyway, I'm still trying to figure out my favorite part of this news from the far-left conspiracy theorists at Axios. It is 1. Discovering the woke, financially unstable Washington Post has an all-white editorial board. Or 2. Is it the 4, count 'em, 4, corrections at the bottom of the Axios article? These are the pros, y'all. These are the capital J journalists, people. So here's what we know. The same WAPO editorial that's been smearing America as racist only had one racial minority on its lily whiteboard. And now these WAPO racists, by their own definition, have an all-lily whiteboard because their one black board member resigned in a snit, apparently. Capehart's apparent snit was over an editorial titled Runoff Results Show Why Georgia Should Be a 2024 Early Primary State. You can read it here. The nothing burger that is this December editorial only further proves my snit theory. Axios is desperate to make the Capehart resignation a racial issue. So on top of blaring out how white the WAPO editorial board is now, we're treated to a delightful flashback of when Wesley Firestarter Lori quit the WAPO in a snit, apparently. Wesley Lori, a Black, Pulitzer Prize-winning former Post reporter, suggested in a 2020 tweet after announcing his departure from the paper that his job had been threatened for speaking out about mainstream media failures to properly cover and contextualize issues of race. That's what you call a non sequitur. Axios sure is looking to stir the racial pot at the Washington Post, aren't they? Teehee. Few things make me happier than this kind of blue-on-blue violence. I do have good news. Capehart will still be publishing his pro-fascist, intellectually vacant crybaby columns at the financially unstable WAPO. He will also continue to appear on the verge of tears at MSNBC. Meanwhile, you can rest assured that the Washington Post's pure white editorial board will continue to attack America and Americans as racist. This has been today's update of the worst people in the world. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.